B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Mike Missinelli. 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5, Mike Missinelli Show.
Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kinda hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show, back after a couple of days absence. And, you know, when I left, all of a sudden the Phillies make a run. And then here comes the San Diego Padres, and they win 2-3. And then the Phillies rebound on Monday. So they're still technically in it. This is a schizophrenic finish here for your fighting Phils. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to catch up. I got to catch up. The Eagles, preseason game number 3 tomorrow. Again, another meaningless game. Well, the first string is probably not going to play. The quarterback's probably not going to play. So, again, we have to wait until the start of the season. I can't stand it. It's got to get here. I can't stand these preseason lulls. Again, we got to go through game 3 and game 4 now with this. So, there you go. But today is a special day because it's Wednesday. See, I conveniently come back on a Wednesday because it's the final time that you can win FanFest tickets. FanFest is Saturday. This is the last chance that you can score tickets. So if you haven't scored tickets now, this is your chance to do it. And as an extra special bonus, if you earn a FanFest, a pair of FanFest tickets today, you will be selected to do a live general knowledge on stage at FanFest. Every year we do a general knowledge for prizes on stage. So if you get it right today, and I don't know how many people we may qualify today, what's the most we normally qualify, Andrew, who's in for Tyrone today? About 10?
Sure. Sounds about right.
You have no idea. Natalie, how many do we usually qualify?
I'd say...
It varies.
It varies for sure, but I'd say like max, like 6?
All right. So
7?
So the 6 or 7 that max out today, although I've got easy topics and... I have an easy topic today.
That's what we thought all summer, Mike.
I'll run these by. Okay. So the 6 or 7 that get it right today, get on stage to do the live general knowledge where you can win something substantial. I don't know what that something is today, but we are going over the script as we speak. We have it all planned out. And here's the deal. We are expecting, get this, this is a new world record, 16,000 people.
What?
Yes, 16. I have been told that 16,000 tickets will be given out for FanFest. It'll be like nothing you've ever seen in this city.
That's insane.
It is totally insane. It'll break the record. Last year, we had, I don't know, 7 or 8.
Yeah.
This will double last year's output for people.
That is wild.
It is totally wild.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it is. So we'll get into this. All right. So, Andrew, I'm glad we have a baseball guy with us today because the Red Sox gave that game to the Phillies last night in the 9th inning. I've never seen it bothers me to see bad baseball. Even though the Phillies benefited from it last night, I hate bad baseball. I hate bad fundamental baseball. And the Red Sox made 2. These are professional players who made little league mistakes in that 9th inning. Now, if you've ever played baseball, the one thing they tell you, actually, he broke 2 rules. Bogaerts is on second base. There's a ground ball to Segura at shortstop. The 2 rules he broke is, when the ball is in front of you, if you're a runner at second base, the ball's in front of you, you hold. If the ball is to your left, you go. They can't possibly throw you out if the ball's to your left. But if the ball's to your right in front of you, you're going to get thrown out of third base. The second thing is you never make the third out at first out at third base. And he broke two rules last night. I'm going, this is a professional player. And then the line drive, like the guy who was going first, Holt? Who got double off? Line drive, the Phillies have a shift on, right? He knows where the fielders are. The line drive goes right to Segura where he is, and he gets picked off at first base, and the Phillies win. And they wouldn't have won without Aaron Nola holding Red Sox down. It's a pretty tough lineup to hold down. But they get a big win last night, and they are still hanging in there. They are two out of the second wild card spot. The Nats have 68. The Cubs and Cardinals have 67. The Phillies and Mets have 65. They are still hanging in here. And this is a day to review Gabe Kapler. Because Andrew Sauchunas believes now, even though that we have ripped into Gabe Kapler all year, Andrew Sauchunas, baseball man, does baseball show that follows this show, believes that we may be shortchanging Gabe Kapler. Is that right, Andrew?
I think he's being unfairly criticized.
You think he's being unfairly criticized?
And it takes a lot for me to say that because I've been bashing Gabe all year long. I still don't like him as a manager, but there's a lot of things that he is getting bashed for this year. That's not his fault. It's not his fault that Matt Klentak ignored the starting pitching before the regular season even started. It's not his fault that Andrew McCutchen got hurt and that no other player on this team is competent enough to play in the leadoff spot. It's not his fault that seven different guys from the bullpen were on the injured list at the same time. That's not Gabe Kapler's fault. There are things that I disagree with what he does.
Let me ask you this. Is it his fault when this team, and often they have, plays brain dead?
Yes. I think that's okay. He's part of the blame.
Part of the blame, he is the blame. If a team is not going to play heads up baseball every game, that's the manager's fault. Here's another thing where the manager's fault, and it manifests itself last night, even though the Phillies won. How in the world he doesn't demand that they get a better right-handed hitter on that team than Sean Rodriguez is his fault. Not Matt Klentak's fault. He has acceded to Sean Rodriguez being on the bench. Now, he's a right-handed hitter. Last night, they had such little faith in Sean Rodriguez that he had to play not one, not two, but three players who didn't belong in the lineup last night. He had to play two lefties in the outfield in Haseley and Dickerson, and he had to play Knapp because he's a switch hitter to play Real Muto at first base. Now, is that his fault?
No, that's Matt Klentak's fault.
It's Matt Klentak's fault. How is it Matt Klentak's fault if the manager goes to the general manager and says, listen, Holmes, I need a right-handed hitter. You got to go out and get me a right-handed hitter. I can't live with Sean Rodriguez. But he lives with Sean Rodriguez because he's got some kind of bond with Sean Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah, former teammates.
Well, then that's his fault.
Yes, that is part of his fault.
You can't be hamstrung on your bench with no right-handed hitters other than Sean Rodriguez. That's the manager's fault.
But it's also the front office's fault for believing that Michael Franco would still be a valuable option this season, and he didn't even get trained. They had to send him down to AAA.
Listen, you got to be fluid on your feet here. The Phillies and Kapler have not been fluid on their feet. They had a trading deadline where they went out and they acquired another left-handed hitter.
Yeah, but is that Gabe Kapler's fault
yes.
for roster construction?
Gabe Kapler has to say, I need a right-handed hitter, not a left-handed hitter. That's what managers do.
Yeah, but
they don't tell the general manager what they need.
We also don't know what the conversations were like behind closed doors.
Well,
I'm sure he wants a better right-handed option than Sean Rodriguez.
No, I don't think he does. I don't think he does because Sean Rodriguez has been wearing these pinstripes for too damn long. Why do you think that is? You think Klentak likes him?
Probably.
It's Kapler protecting him.
Klentak also likes Nick Pivetta and Zach Eflin and Vince Velasquez.
No, I get
and Jared
that. We were talking about before the season, they made a terrible misjudgment. And I know that's not his fault. That's the front office's fault. But it might be his fault, too, for looking at that personnel and saying they're good enough. He has to accede to everything Klentak's doing.
Well, if he thought that those guys were good enough, then there's definitely a problem
with
his
eye. Well, of course he thought they were good enough. That's the problem. There's been misjudgments all the way down the line, including the manager. And now you're going to start to feel good about the manager?
No, I don't feel good about it.
You're going to flip because they beat the Red Sox last night?
I don't feel good about the manager.
What's going to happen tonight with Drew Smiley in Fenway Park?
Oh, they're probably going to get rocked. But I don't feel good about Gabe Kapler. If he got fired, he got fired. But I think he's unfairly bashed for certain things that's not under his control.
I absolutely do not think he's been bashed for unfairly. And I learned that about a month ago when I saw this team go through the motions in a couple of beatdowns where they're not thinking the game. So he is to blame. Yes, it goes right to the manager's office.
Promise he's still going to be here next year.
You know, what's amazing is I left and the town was a Twitter. Charlie Manuel fever. Oh, now they're going to hit. Charlie's back. And all of a sudden they went to the Padres two weekend games.
Yeah, that was
come
just
on,
terrible.
Man.
Seriously. Four hits that Sunday game.
This Charlie thing. Listen, I love Charlie too, but please. He's all of a sudden going to turn them around. They're going to go to a big winning streak. They still haven't won more than four games. They had a chance to do it against the Padres. They couldn't do it. But we're still invested, right? We're still in it.
Yeah, because they're still just two out.
They're two out. All right. Though, in your heart of hearts, Andrew, do they make it?
No. Heart of hearts, no.
No. And yet, today, you dare suggest that we're being too hard on Gabe Kapler.
I think for certain things, yeah. It's not his fault that this starting pitching staff is the way that it is. It's not his fault that if you get to a one-game playoff, Jason Vargas is probably going to be your starting pitcher because Nola's pitching game 162. And that all falls on Matt Klentak.
Okay. It falls on them both. If you're trying to take somebody out of the equation here, I think you're going too far.
Oh, it's the whole
every bit to blame with Klentak.
It's the whole tree, right? It's Klentak, yes. McPhail, and Gabe Kapler. Like, I know, yes, they all deserve blame, but I think there's just certain things. Like, everybody says the biggest problem is Gabe Kapler. I don't know if he is the biggest problem.
It absolutely is a major problem, and he should be removed at the end of the year, and we will see if that happens. They need a new climate coming through that clubhouse.
That I agree with.
All right. 610-632-0975. All right, so Carson Wentz will not play Thursday. He is going into the regular season, and I'm okay with that until he struggles. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a fraud. I reserve the right to rip him, even though I approved of their plan not to play him in the preseason. That if he's not ready to play game one and game two, and they get off to a bad start, I'm going to rip him. Now, is that fair?
Yes. I think that's fair.
All right.
Are you going to give him a half to knock off the rust?
He's the one saying, you know, I'm good. I'm going to be good for game one, blah, blah, blah. Practice. All right. Good. And I agree with their tact that we don't want to risk him getting injured. By the same token, you got a responsibility to be ready. Right? If you don't think you're ready, you should demand to play in the preseason.
He's also
which
said,
he's not.
He's also said preseason is not necessarily necessary.
Okay. And that's fine. And I'm with you because I hate preseason. But if you get out of the gate slow, everybody's going to say, see, you should have got some snaps. All right, general knowledge wins. Here are the categories. Nat.
I'm ready.
General knowledge, of course, is category number one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the hard one. Since here's what I'm going to do for this category. If you get it wrong, I'm going to give Salchunas a chance to save you because I know he can't possibly save you.
Uh-oh.
Because the category is books by plot description.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Sorry.
This is a man who graduated from Temple University without reading one book in his life.
I punt.
And these are books you should have read. All right. Of them are books that you should have read.
If Andrew doesn't know, can I try and save?
No.
Why?
Because you'll know.
Because you read.
So this is a way to put Salchunas on the griddle.
Okay.
These are well-known books that everybody has been instructed to read if you've ever had any English class.
Okay.
In your life.
Okay.
All right. Synonyms of drunk. This is the easy category. Synonyms of drunk. Like if I gave you, Nat, pounded a nail, the word for drunk would be what?
Hammered?
Hammered. There you go. Because this is in honor of FanFest.
Oh, boy.
All right. And then we have best-selling things quiz.
Hmm.
Like if I say to you, the best-selling movie all-time box office, you would say what?
Is it Titanic still?
It is not.
Is it Avengers?
Yes.
Oh.
Avengers Endgame. Now, if I would say to you movie box office with an adjustment for inflation, what would you say?
Titanic.
No.
I don't know.
You got to go back further. This would be the winner if you adjust by inflation. An all-time classic.
Is it The Godfather?
No. All right, we'll save that.
Okay.
And finally, it is best, let's see what this one is, parentheses songs. Best parentheses songs. Like, you know, a song that has a different title in parentheses?
Yes.
Like, if I give you satisfaction in parentheses would be what?
I can't get no.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, we good?
I like that one.
All right. 610-632-0975. Five categories today. One with Altoonas being your lifeline.
Sorry.
Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 at Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. It's 222 on the Mike Missinelli Show on a Wednesday, Drainage Wednesday, FanFest tickets, all that. 2 o'clock hour brought to us by Ferguson HVAC Line Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for Ferguson's counter location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And now our Twitter poll. Let's start it right now. Brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers. Looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
Thanks, Mike. We have our 200 votes on this one early. Do we unfairly blame Gabe Kapler for certain things that are out of his control? 56% say yes, 44% say no.
All right, 44%, huh? See that lineup last night? Those lefties he had in the lineup plus Knapp were what, Andrew? Do you take note of that?
Well, what was their combined statistics? Well, I know Andrew Knapp went 0-for-4 with 4 Ks, including a curveball that went about 50 feet that he swung at.
All right, Haseley and Dickerson.
Haseley had one hit, right?
No.
No, he walked once, though. Corey Dickerson probably went 0-for-4.
How about a big 0-for? How about a big 0-for-11?
0-for-11.
Those guys he put in the lineup last night because he doesn't have a right-handed hitter because the guy he wanted on a team as the right-handed hitter can't play. That's not Kapler's fault, I guess.
Part of it's contact.
Anyway, right. He doesn't have, he can't even put Sean Rodriguez in the game, and that's his only right-handed hitter.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Problem?
But Michael Franco being as bad as he's been this year is a problem as well. And that's a front office thing.
Listen, I get it. But I don't want a manager who accedes to everything the GM gives him. If I'm the manager, it's a deadline. I go, dude, listen, Corey Dickerson, all right, he's a nice player. I can't. I have another left-handed hitter. Get me a right-handed hitter. And if you accede to the wishes of the GM and he gives you a left-handed hitter, you're a weak manager. I don't want a weak manager. That's the right-handed hitter they have. The other right-handed hitter, they had to squeeze a right-handed hit out of freaking Knapp. They had to put him in the lineup because of their lack of right-handed hitting.
He stinks, that Andrew Knapp.
Let's go to Zach and Ventnor. Zach, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Zach.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Zach?
Not too much. I actually got a couple things on the Phillies, and I got an Eagles question for you.
Go ahead.
All right, so my thing on the Phillies is, you're right, Gabe Kapler totally deserves a lot of the blame, but I'm worried that even if he got fired, McClintock would just hire, like, another Gabe Kapler.
So what?
And, like, that's what worries me.
So what? Maybe that other Gabe Kapler would be better than this Gabe Kapler. You can't worry about who he might hire.
I know. It's just something I think about.
You can't keep a bad guy because you think somebody else is going to be bad.
That's true. I agree. I'm just saying that's what I'm worried about. Like, a guy that's just not going to work because he hired one guy that's not going to work. But you're right. You can't do that. My thing tonight, though, about the game, too, is I think it's a big deal if they sweep them. I went to college up in New England, and I didn't know this until I lived in another area that supports another major team. And Mike, you're right. As a major market, we have not won enough. And it's big. It's a big deal if we beat them tonight. I hate it. I hate it when we lose to the bigger markets because, oh, man, you guys never win, this and that. Yeah. And that's how other cities view us. So, man, I want to smack them.
That's good.
I want to crush them.
Great, great. Boston stinks, too.
I hate them. I hate everything.
Yeah, but they stink. They're not in contention. So who are they beating?
It's something that's going to make me feel good about this season that hasn't really gone on.
What, they beat the Red Sox twice? That's going to make you feel good?
I don't know, man. I'm digging this stuff. I'm trying here, man.
All right. It's not going to float my boat that they win a two-game series against the Red Sox.
It's not going to save the season. It's not going to do anything. But, you know, it's something that, oh, man, look at that. There's nothing else for me to look at with this team right now.
That's wonderful. Boston stinks.
My question for you about the birds is: I'm going down to the Atlanta game this year. You got any good spots to go to in Atlanta?
Oh hell, yeah. go to Buckhead, live it up, brother. Go to Buckhead. Yeah, it's a section of the city because it's called Buckhead. There's all kinds of bars and restaurants. You'll have a lot of fun.
All right, awesome, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, man. You got it. You want a general knowledge question? You going to FanFest?
I got tickets, but can I get a question?
Yeah, because if you get this right, you'll get on the main stage to play general knowledge.
All right, let's try.
All right, this is general knowledge category. Now, this is not an easy question.
All right.
What sea borders Egypt and Saudi Arabia?
The Caspian Sea?
That's a good guess. We're incorrect. The Red Sea. That was a tough question.
Oh.
That's a tough question out of the chute.
Yeah, that was tough.
Tough geography question.
Should have thrown Moses in
right
there.
Right out of the chute. So, Andrew, you're going to be thrilled that they beat Boston in two games? Two straight?
No, I'm just going to be thrilled that they're still in contention if they beat Boston.
Because they got to get wins.
It doesn't matter who they beat. You got to win every game in front of you.
So, like, the Red Sox pitching staff is horrendous. So they got a shot to win. They're sending Drew Smiley out there tonight.
Cliff Lee.
And against Rick Porcello, who's lost whatever he had. He's shot in the ass. So, but I got a feel that Boston will hit a little bit better tonight than they did last night.
Yeah, that's alarming.
They needed Nola to beat that team last night. They're a good offensive team that has no pitching staff at all.
It's alarming that they could only score 3 runs against that mutt Brian Johnson yesterday.
Well, they got him out of there quick. He gave up 3 and they got him out. What, they got him out of there in the second? He didn't last 3, did he?
Yeah, he's more of a
2-2 2/3.
He's a reliever, so he's one of those opener guys, but they got him out in the third inning.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, they needed Nola. They should have done more than just 3 last night. Now we'll see what Drew Smiley does. Let's see the how people hit Smiley. Ah. Andrew Benintendi hasn't faced them. Mookie Betts, 353. Bogart's only 235. Jackie Bradley Jr., 182 against them. Brock Holt, 143. J.D. Martinez has 0-6. Look at this.
Drew Smiley's got their number.
Smiley's got their number. What's the line on this game tonight?
Plus 145.
Boston?
Phil's
plus 145. Dogs, yeah. That's not that out of control. Bob in Rockledge. Bob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Bob.
Hey, Mikey, welcome back.
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Good, man. I have a boxer, and she likes to bark when I call.
Boxer's a handsome dog.
No, she's the best, but pain in the ass. with Kapler, I had to say, and then I wanted to ask you about wide receivers.
Mm-hmm.
We have, with Kapler, I just think he throws a screen on the wall. Or throws crap at it and then goes, yeah, that's the lineup. And if it works, I look good. I hate when the Phillies win because I hate looking at his face thinking like he did something to earn that.
Well, listen, here's the deal. I won't criticize him for the lineup. Because what he's trying to do is he's in desperate situation, and he's trying to get guys in places where they all hit at once. They all haven't hit at once. So the Hoskins thing is to get him more at-bats, and then he gives you that safe answer, which is, well, his on-base percentage is good. If he takes a walk and sees some pitches, it helps the rest of the team. You know what? Your sister's rear end. Because what he does is clog up bases when he gets on.
Yeah.
He should never be in a leadoff spot. If he had come out with the rationale, he's not hitting and we want to get him more at-bats, I believe that more than this stupid, he has no good on-base percentage.
Yeah.
What good is him being on first base? He clogs everything up.
I agree. That was my point. I just, when they won that game, I'm like, I just thought, like, oh, he's going to come out and be like, this is the way we have to do it.
Yeah, and Segura hitting fourth, you know, he had a big hit last night in the fourth spot. So, you know, the Hoskins leadoff thing is he's only guaranteed one spot in the leadoff, right, when he opens the game. Otherwise, he could be in more advantageous hitting positions. So I like the fact that he's trying to get him more at bats.
Yeah, I mean that makes sense. But I've been seeing all this stuff like Antonio Bryant, Odell Beckham, all these guys. You got your money, you got what you wanted, but they still like. I don't understand the mentality. They keep going back to their old team. Like, oh, they did this, they did this.
Yeah, Odell Beckham Jr.'s got to forget about his lost love.
Yeah, I think he never wants to leave.
And Antonio Brown, it's clear to me he doesn't want to play training camp. That's really, like, all this stuff is just puffery for him not wanting to be playing in training camp and getting hit and playing preseason games. It's silly.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's what he's doing. All right, books by plot description. But Souchunas is your lifeline.
Uh-oh. Okay.
All right, here is the book description. One-legged sea captain seeks revenge against the white whale.
That's Moby Dick is correct.
You are on the main stage.
Andrew, did you know that one?
I'm one for one.
You had that one?
Yes.
Did you read it?
No.
So you may get it just by description.
Yes.
I'll be interested to see how many of these you've actually read.
Well, we're one for one.
Now, Moby Dick was what grade? Seventh. Yeah.
Yes. I probably read it.
Seventh grade.
I probably did. I was probably forced to, but I probably went with the Spark Notes route.
You would have remembered if you were a read Moby Dick. You don't remember if you read Moby Dick? Like, how do you not remember?
You probably read it in middle school. You obviously didn't read it. Yeah, probably read it. Spark Notes.
The Cliff Notes?
Cliff Notes. I was a big fan of those.
Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man, Moby Dick, that was pretty much a layup.
That was a layup, but they get a little harder as the category goes on.
Right on. So about the Phillies, you know, I mean, they've taken me from such a high that last week, you know, with those three-game sweep of the Cubs and then the first game versus the Padres, and then what a buzzkill those next two games versus the Padres were, you know what I mean? But I'm hoping this last game versus the Red Sox, you know, was a sign that, you know, if they can win these two, we're only two back, and we still have that wild card spot. You know, I mean, until we fall further back, I would say, you know, maybe four or five games back, then it's all over. But
You're still hanging in there. I'm still hanging in there, but I'm with Andrew, though.
I still think in the end we're going to be maybe two games shy or something. It's going to be close.
Yeah, and here's the reason for that. I think the Cubs and Cardinals are slightly better than the Phillies. And I know that the Cubs didn't show that when they were here. The Nationals are way better than the Phillies because of one reason. Their pitching staff is better. Their starting pitching is much better. So they have a chance. They're going to stay in that one spot, right? The Cubs and Cardinals, you got to look at that and see, can the Phillies chase those teams down?
Right. Yeah, no, and I don't think they are. The pitching, I don't think it's going to hold up. And like Andrew even said, you know, if we have to go into a play-in game with Vargas as our pitcher, we're in trouble.
I got you. All right, man. You're coming to FanFest, right?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Here's your chance now to get on the main stage.
I want to be on the main stage, man. I find myself, definitely.
Synonyms of drunk. I'm going to give you a synonym. You give me the word I'm looking for. Thrown in the garbage. What's the drunk word I'm looking for?
Thrown in the garbage. Passed out? Thrown out? Passed out?
Sorry, brother. Trashed. Come on, man. Thrown in the garbage. Trash. Was that hard?
No.
Did you have it?
Yeah.
All right. Alex on a cell. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, Alex?
Hey, so I heard you talking about how we're not starting preseason people, and I just wanted to point out the fact that St. Louis Rams last year didn't start a single starter in the preseason games at all. They ended up going to the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, the Saints only started Breeze and most of the starters for two series in the third preseason game, and the rest, and also the Patriots did the same thing. So, out of the four championship teams last year, one of them didn't play anybody during the preseason, and two of them only played it during the third preseason.
Well, how many of those quarterbacks are coming off injury?
None.
Oh, okay. I'm just throwing the qualifier in here. You know, he's coming off injury. Yeah. Hasn't played football in a really long time, so it may be a different category than those guys you mentioned.
That's a very, very good point.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Like I said, I'm in agreement with it because the most important part after all the, you know, these backups went down was to preserve him through. But don't tell me that he's going to get a curve. He's going to get graded on a curve when he starts the regular season. He better come out firing game one.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. If he comes out like the Rams did last year where they just go 8-0 for the first eight games, you know what? Good job, Doug.
Now, were you telling me Goff didn't play at all last preseason?
Last preseason, nope.
Really?
None of the Rams starters.
Not one snap, Goff?
Not that I could see.
I went in and looked at it. You did? All right.
Yeah,
well, listen, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. All right, man. You want a general knowledge question?
Shoot.
Here we go. Best-selling things. All right.
Oh.
Worldwide sales all time. What car model is the all-time leader in worldwide sales?
Toyota Camry.
Oh, you just missed it. Toyota Corolla is the correct answer.
Now, aren't they the cars that lose their... They don't lose their value as quickly as the rest of the cars.
The Corolla?
The world. Yes.
I have no idea.
I believe that's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
You know how it depreciates as soon as you drive it off the lot? I've heard that that's the only one that keeps its value.
The Corolla?
Yeah.
And not the Camry?
It's one of the two. I can't remember.
Okay.
I think it's the Corolla.
Oh.
That's why it's the highest selling car.
Corolla, the smaller one of the two?
I believe.
Is that the entry level car, the Corolla?
Yes.
For the Toyota?
Yeah.
Fiance used to have a Corolla.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's real economical?
Yes. Got smashed up a temple.
All-time sales leader.
Yeah, that's
Toyota Corolla.
That's probably why.
All right, so far we have one right answer today?
Yes.
By the way, he was right about Jared Goff. The Rams actually
didn't play him at all?
10 of their 11 starters on offense that didn't play in preseason last year.
Really?
Only one person did.
I forget
who it was, but they got all the way to the Super Bowl.
All right, well, that's good. Maybe Goff didn't have to prove anything. And they decided that his health was more important. Carson Wentz, the only thing that you look at is he's coming off injury. So maybe he needs some snaps.
Now, oh, yeah, that's my problem. He's got so much rust.
I would think that he would get a couple snaps if not these injuries had happened. But once they happen, that sends a message. It's more important not to play him in preseason for a chance he could get hurt. But again, we have the standards. Yeah, you know, we can't give him any solace for not having a preseason if he starts game one and he starts it slow. Suppose they lose game one and he hadn't played well. What are we going to say? Oh, that's okay? You didn't have any preseason? We're not going to say that, are we?
I'm sure there's going to be some fans that are doing that.
I don't think so. What would you say?
I would be upset
because
all I keep on hearing is, oh, it's just the Redskins. He'll be fine. That's all I keep on hearing.
Listen, I hope he is. But we have no way of knowing how he's going to play. And if he doesn't play well, it's going to open the can. 610-632-0975. Again, it's General Knowledge Wednesday. If you answer General Knowledge question correctly, you get your last shot at FanFest tickets. But you will also, as a bonus, be featured on stage on our live General Knowledge contest at FanFest this Saturday. Mike Missinelli Show. We're on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 2:45. Mike Missinelli Show. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Special guest.
Excuse me. I was eating a cracker, but we had a custodial guy come in. Was he eating it on TV?
I think he might have made the shot.
That's my man, Kev.
The shot.
I love Kev.
Kev's awesome.
Kev came in to get the trash.
Yeah, he was in here too. Yeah, was, I guess he didn't realize.
I was a little late for the, you know, the commercial was over.
You mean his cameo?
Yeah, well, you know, good TV, bad debut by Kev. All right, let's go right back to the phones. Josh and Manioc. Josh, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Mike, great show as always.
What's going on, Josh?
I tell you what, I think this has been the longest Phillies thing, a season to watch since I remember. It's painful. I was down there on Sunday where we had a lot of great quality at bats when I had four hits and a bunch of foul balls that ended up being out. I mean, he drives me nuts. I just wish he would stop speaking. I really would. I mean,
that's, yeah, like, I like he's silly when he speaks, and that's why I tell people not to even listen to what he says. I wonder what he says, whether that what's the reaction in the clubhouse to what he says, because what he says is ridiculous stuff. Like, I was proud of us that we scrapped and fought. I mean, come on, what are we, Pop Warner? It's ridiculous, right? What he says.
I mean, I almost think he said certain things just to see the reaction of people from Philadelphia. There's a part of me that thinks he's that smart that he just wants to see and hear the reaction of people think.
No, I don't think so. I think that he's that Pollyanna type of guy where he's been taught to always be positive, because if you're negative, it sends a bad message to your players, and you always want to feel like you're backing your players. But it gets to the point where they laugh at him.
Yeah, it's like cotton candy. You know, it's too California for us. Go back to the West Coast. If that article's true and the Giants are going to hire him, yes. Congratulations. Take them away. Take Klintak, too. Go back out west, and let's get some...
Yeah, Klintak's going to be here.
Well, that's unfortunate. He has to do a bang-up job with the pitching in the offseason. He really does.
Well, if they don't, but, you know, I don't know how many guys they can add. That's the thing. Like, where do they get guys? Are they going to get more Smileys and Vargases? Or are they really going to make a difference? There's only one free agent that's like you can spend a lot of money for, and that's Gerrit Cole. And the rest of them, we went over these. The rest of them are kind of just like mediocre starters.
Yeah, and I understand. I really do. Sometimes you got to make trades. Obviously, I still think it's disheartening that you have Mikel Franco. I know he's had a bad season.
Yeah.
But
who do you have to trade for a pitcher? Like, who are you going to trade to get a decent pitcher?
You know, that's a great question.
Where's the value in a trade for the Phillies?
Hernandez
is your most tradable player, right? Because you have a replacement there. Franco doesn't have value right now, other than he's got 20 home run value, so maybe packaging them both will get you a mediocre starter.
But if it's a third starter, it's better than the three, four, and five.
I get it. But a third starter is a third starter. You know, he's like, you know, okay one day, not okay the next.
All right,
here we go, bro. It's a general knowledge question. Parentheses songs quiz. So in other words, there's a song title, but in parentheses there's something extra to the song title. Or it's another way of identifying the song. So the artist here, Beyonce. The song is Single Ladies, but in parentheses, the other name for the song would be what? All the Single Ladies?
All the Single Ladies. Uh-huh.
What's the in parentheses? You're out, man. Natalie?
Is it? I'm not sure. Is it?
Really?
Put your hands up?
Put a ring on
it. Put a ring on it. That's it.
Put a ring on it. There you go. Put a ring on it is in the parentheses of the song.
Yeah.
As it's listed on the
song. Do this, Mike? Is the move.
Don't get me started, because I already, you know, this Jay-Z thing with the NFL.
Oh.
What a sellout.
You think?
Total sellout. He sold out his boy. He sold out Kaepernick. Because he made a deal with the NFL. The NFL was so smart. They said, all right, let's dangle some money in front of Jay-Z. Boom. It's like... Make him eligible to be part owner of a team, and we'll give him exclusive rights to stuff. And Anti Kaepernick thing will go away.
I don't know if it's ever going to go away.
That's with Jay-Z. One of his main advocates.
I think they're trying to mask it, but I don't think it'll ever go away. But
the NFL's diabolical.
Which is why I'm intrigued to see how this relationship with Jay-Z goes, because he's very smart. Like, he makes good decisions for his benefit.
Well,
I'm intrigued to see how this plays out, because a lot of, you know, what the NFL has put policies you know, in the works too, especially for like domestic violence. Those were more just like figureheads, and they didn't actually do the work to prevent these things or try and work through them. So
totally to his benefit,
right? But I'm trying. I'm excited to. I'm intrigued to see how it plays out. If he's going to like tolerate their negligence in certain areas.
Well, we'll see. But it seems like the dollar was most important to him, and the principles that he's been carrying here with this Kaepernick thing went right out the window.
I think the way that he's looking at it is, at least I have a seat at the table now.
All right. Got a seat at the table. Is that going to get Kaepernick a job?
We should be determined. That's what I'm intrigued to see.
Jay, you be quiet on the Kaepernick thing. We're going to open these avenues up for you. Hey, we're right down the avenue. Come on, man. Eagles did sign Josh McCown, though.
They did. You were out for that, too, yeah.
40 years old, Josh McCown. I did an interesting comparison to their statistics.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And what do they show?
Well, it shows that Kaepernick's quarterback rating is better than McCown by like 10 points.
Really?
Uh-huh. Josh McCown's quarterback rating in the, let's see, how many years has he played?
17.
17 years? His quarterback rating in 17 years is 79.7.
This will be his, what, eighth team, I believe?
Oh, yeah, you know. It's better than Kaepernick. Nick and Ben Salem. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Nick?
Not much. How was your vacation?
It was good.
Good.
I went to the Wildwood Boardwalk for the first time in 20 years. Yes, I did, Nat. Yep.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to tell me all about it.
I'll tell you the story, why I did it. All right, go ahead.
Go ahead,
Nick.
Yeah, I'm calling about movies. You were talking about great sports movies. You forgot to mention two of the late great actors.
The what?
What?
When were we talking about sports movies? That was like a week ago.
Sports movie, I know, but I never got into it.
All right. Now, what did you want to add?
Slapshot with Paul Newman.
Yeah, that was on the hockey list.
Yeah, and Dodgeball with Rick Torn and the Cincinnati Kid.
Dodgeball?
Dodgeball, yeah.
Oh, come on, bro. Come on. Seriously.
It was a good movie.
That was horrendous. That movie's like one of the worst movies of all time, Dodgeball. All right, what did you want to talk about with the Kapler thing? Go ahead.
With Kapler?
Yes.
Hopefully we'll get...
All right, cool. Whatever. just want to throw a couple movies at me.
Out of left field.
You know, like Dodgeball?
Ball.
That was a great movie, American classic.
Oh, my God. It's not even a sports movie. How could you classify that as a sports movie?
I'd go Shawshank, Dodgeball, Godfather. That order.
You would. Thomas and Broomall, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thomas.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Thomas, I'll tell you what. Hold on a second. Yeah. You'd be the first caller in the 3 o'clock hour because we're up against a break. No, wait, yeah, Thomas is an important caller. So I want to give him, you know, full bore.
He talked to Ant yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. First time talking to Ant.
Really, what he had to say?
Forget, to be honest, Andrew.
They talk sports.
Yeah, something sports related.
All right, 610-632-0975. We're back into this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.